What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. I am Mark Moore, here with my wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
With a K, right?
With a K.
Yep. And Ashley Miller, who's our office manager in our Blairsville location.
Hello.
So last week's show, we talked about collision coverage and should I file a collision loss. And we talked about how, you know, this is one that can raise your rate. It will raise your rates.
Oh, it will.
Yeah. I mean, especially.
There's no getting around it.
Yeah, this is the one that hurts you for 3 years. Today's show is going to be talking about building a new home. Is that possible today?
Well, if you have enough supplies or building supplies, yeah, yes. You can do it.
Or find a builder that's exactly. Not 6 months out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or
a year. So, we're talking about something that doesn't even exist anymore almost. Because every builder's slammed. We've talked about the market, how it just turns on a dime. I mean, it's amazing how, you know, back when I started in the business back in 95, and my official start date for More Insurance was 96, all we did was live through the boom. I mean, all I knew was good times. Some people were coming in the office. People were building. Builders were busy. Everything was going great. And it was just, you know, I'm spoiled because that's what we do. I mean, remember how stressful it used to be in the office, Kathy?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're sitting there. We've had, and this is bad, I guess, but we've had people that have left the job after a day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, remember that was, I've never seen an office this busy.
This crazy.
Yeah. And it is. And so we went from that to, you know, all of a sudden you could just feel it in the air. Like 2008, somebody just shut off the faucets. Mm-hmm. And here we are, and all our builders, you see that worried look in their eye.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this was a huge, people
impact
lost.
Impact on this community.
It was huge. Mm-hmm.
And everywhere else, too.
Yeah, so now, you know, even last year I thought maybe we're headed, I didn't know. I mean, if I knew what the market was going to do, we could do something else besides insurance, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
but
we're
going to
stick with insurance.
I didn't know what happened with COVID. So,
right, yeah. True.
But it's so funny, in our little pocket up here, what's happened is we've had just a deluge, an influx of people moving to the area.
Yes.
Which is a good
thing.
Getting
out of the cities, which is, it's good for all of us. You know, it's a good thing for everybody.
Yeah. Now, I've told before, I'm kind of half country, half city, because my mom's from Virginia Highlands in Atlanta. And we were actually downtown Atlanta recently at a volleyball tournament.
Yeah, this last weekend. Yes.
We're down there at the
SRBA Championships, regionals.
But it's funny, we say that the Omni Hotel, and I looked across the way, and there's the Equitable Building.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I remember going down there as a kid because my grandfather's building, or my grandfather's insurance agency, was in the Equitable Building.
Right.
And so I texted my uncle a picture of it and said, oh, yeah, I remember those days being down. They moved to Decatur now. But he's like, yeah, what floor were you on? We were on the 19th floor. And I remember he had the view of Kennesaw Mountain, and it was just kind of a metro Atlanta place to be. So I think people are actually wanting to get out of that type of environment.
Yes.
Okay, Kathy's cousin just moved here. He's able to work here remotely and have a very high-paying job.
Right, but he said, I guess from what I'm understanding, is he put on six different offers on different homes, and he was out, bid. They outfit him.
With cash.
Yes.
And so he finally just got a house in Young Harris.
He told me he didn't see it.
He didn't even get to see it. He just had to make an offer without even seeing it.
Yes. That is going along a
lot. Which is crazy.
Here.
But he was trying to get a house here. So keep that in mind as people are selling, that there's a lot of people wanting to buy a house here. And there's builders. I know all the builders we're talking to, or we insure, they're all saying that they are slammed. So, and
yes.
Then the biggest thing is trying to find to get supplies, like vinyl siding or different things. Even getting concrete is a big deal right now. So you have to be patient because there's nothing they can do if you can't get it. So keep that in mind.
So talking about builder's risk, I had one just this week. Mm-hmm. So I've got a cousin, extremely smart guy. Actually, his wife's my cousin. So he's building a brand new house. He actually found a builder. Yay. Right? So,
yeah.
And a good
Congratulations.
One.
Congratulations.
We have some really good, we got some really good builders around
do.
Here.
We do. We do.
Good people, good
really,
builders.
Really good builders. Mm-hmm. You know, just aside, everybody's telling me you figure $200 a square foot now. So it's a crazy time. So he just forgot about getting what we're going to talk about today, a builder's risk policy. And so I was like, okay, this is not
good. Let's talk about that. When you break ground, typically you want to call and get a policy, or your builder might do one for you on his behalf, but there's different different ways you can do it. So yes. You want to have a licensed contractor, a licensed insured builder, and you can do these things, but you have to let us know, because when you start already pouring and doing different things, it becomes more of an issue trying to get a coverage
for that. Well, this house is framed
in. Absolutely. Yeah, especially once you get past the foundation, that's when companies are
they're like, why didn't they do this sooner? And then you have to get pictures, and then you have to go through great lengths to get this covered or see if they would even consider doing it, because you're supposed to do it in the inception of the the building
and
process.
And that's where he was not.
Yes.
And so I had one of our guys went out, and I said, go out and make some pictures of this house. So I got the pictures back, and I was like, oh boy, this thing has got, I mean, it's framed in. I mean, there's a house there.
Right.
And so I called the insurance company. I'm like, please, 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 you know. And so I went through all the different things, like, okay, the insurance company I was calling, he already had what we call his primary. He lives down around Atlanta area.
Right.
And so he had his primary house. His autos were already with the company.
His umbrella.
Yes. And so I was able to say, hey, look, he's already a customer, and, you know, he's paying cash, and just didn't think about
it. That's the only way you got it.
I sent these pictures to the underwriter, and she was like, okay, I'm going to talk to my supervisor. And I'm just saying, you know, please, please, please.
Basically, you're going to flip a coin if they're going to say yes.
Yeah,
or no.
So I'm sitting there, and it's like, hold your breath and drum roll, please. And
yes,
all this.
Absolutely.
And so I get an email back, and okay, my supervisor agreed to do it. But
and we make sure we keep that on the file.
I think
that
point, I had to pull the kinfolk card. You know, I had to call up and say, hey, you know, this is my cousin. And, you know, sometimes I've got, you know, perhaps I might be able to get some things, but it's, you know, they pretty much treat everybody the same, but that they are going to say that, you know, if you're a customer already, that you might have
you know,
if you're
that
somebody
really
that doesn't have a relationship with a company, I believe in having, it's good to have a relationship with the insurance company.
Right. I agree. A lot of people changing every 6 months, every year.
They've been waiting for years.
Yeah, a lot of people don't get that. Oh, I just want the cheapest rate. I'm going to keep changing. And I'm like, you don't understand. If there becomes a claim or issue and you hop from one place to the other, sometimes it's good to stick with a carrier for a while just to have a relationship. So if something bad happens,
exactly,
they look at that.
You may have a less chance of getting canceled if you got some kind of like a history with them.
Right.
So, you know, so we got him a builder's risk policy.
Yes, we did.
Thank the Lord. Mm-hmm. So typically those things are going to run for a year. You got to be very careful, because I've had a situation where somebody has gone through the year and you're done. And so now we're sitting there with
the
house.
The policy's done, but the house isn't done. So that
That's a good way of putting it, Katie. The policy, you're done, but your house is not done yet.
Yeah, and that becomes a problem because it's not complete.
You can't get a homeowner's policy or dwelling fire policy
if it's
Not got a CO, a stick of occupancy, typically.
Right.
So you've got to be very careful. And then we can find coverage. You know, we're a broker. I can go out to Lloyd's of London or something, and we can get coverage. But it may not be the ideal coverage that you need. So you got to be very careful.
Well, then we can do that temporarily until you can get it completed, and then we can put you with a standard market, hopefully. But
some people just like build a house and stop. Like, oh, I've got a...
Well, back in the day, there was people that did foundations and had builder's risk, and then they just, decided they weren't going to do it now, or didn't have the money to do it, and they stopped, and there was all sorts of stuff stuck, and then what do you do with these different types of you know, situations? So we've gone through all this before, but it's imperative that you call your agent and get a builder's risk.
Right when you're getting ready to put the shovel on the ground.
Yes. And you want liability. Make sure you're getting liability
as well.
We don't understand that.
I was talking about builder's risk. I was kind of a little bit misleading. We'll talk about it a little bit after the break.
Right.
But I was able to get this done. It was a success. And, you know, it's just, you know, we as agents are not the insurance company. We have to go by what the insurance company is willing or not willing to do.
Correct. Exactly.
So that's the way it is.
So we try our best to present it to them and get it covered, but sometimes they're going to tell us no. So there's nothing we can do about that. So
you know, as an independent agent, we are independent. We're not an employee of the insurance company, and we work for the customer, and we are your liaison between you and the insurance company. That's the way it works. If it's a broker, it's the same way. So, okay, so when we get back from the break, we're going to continue our discussion about the builder's risk insurance policy. And again, I'm Mark Moore, Kathy Moore, my wife, Kathy with a K. and Ashley Miller, our assistant office manager in Blairsville on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and our assistant office manager in Blairsville, Ashley Miller, with an A. I wanted to tell you that we are located, More Insurance Services has three locations. One is in Hayesville on Highway 64 next to United Community Bank. Our office in Hiawassee, Georgia, is at next to the hospital in a red brick building. So come by and see Rose and Joanne. And then we have Blairsville, which is the office that Ashley's in. And that's in the South State Bank building across the street from Home Depot. And I guess next to the post office, I guess it you would is. Say, too. Yeah. So, of course, check us out online. Our website is www.more-insurance.com. And, of course, like us on Facebook. All the Peace of Mind radio shows are on our website as well. So if you missed one and you'd like to listen to something with that, you can check us out there. And then we have two other locations, which are called, one's called Mountain Insurance, and it's LLC, and it's a division of More Insurance, and it's located in Murphy, North Carolina, past Arby's on Highway 64 West. Come by and see Emily and Velda there. And then, of course, Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge is located between United Community Bank and Burger King in Blue Ridge, and go by and see Robert, Jeremy, and Kathy Hunter. We'd love to help you with your insurance needs, so check us out on the website and on Facebook.
Thank you, Kathy. It's funny, I was thinking about, just like you're talking about, you know, we got Velda and Murphy. A lot of people know her, you know, her brother owns the racetrack, Ray Cook, mm-hmm. over there. Mm-hmm. And Cindy works for us she was a cook.
She's in our Blairsville.
Yeah, so she was, you know.
And Shana.
Yeah, so it's funny though, like.
And Greg.
That, you know, Velda and Cindy, they are a group of, they have 106 first cousins.
Yeah, that's crazy.
106.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and Bella's like, she's like, I want to make sure, she's Bella Docker now, and she's like, I want to make sure that my middle name's out there, because yes. Everybody knows me as Velda Cook, you know.
Yeah. That's what they Dockery, growing
but
up there.
They, yes. I mean, they've got just a huge family. Right. And so I knew some of the, a lot of the cooks,
good
you
people.
Know. Really, good really good, really good family. So, so back to our topic today is, you know, you build a new house. You know, you got to find a builder. You've signed that contract to the builder, they're going to build your home. You know, I was talking to my cousin the other day, and he's like, well, you know, you like my builder. But he's talking, you know, maybe things weren't quite as fast as he was looking for. So, but there is a slowdown in getting build materials today, mm-hmm. and finding there things. Is. And it's just like you're going to have to just be
patient
through the process.
Which is hard for people to be patient.
It is. Or if you
anything.
Do find it, it's so expensive.
Right.
Like plywood, what they were telling me, we have customers coming in all the time, and what the cost of plywood is this day and age.
The OSB I heard is over $30.
It is.
And I had a builder told me it used to be $6.
Mm-hmm.
So it's crazy.
Yeah.
There's a what do you call it, like on Facebook, a meme or what's it called, meme?
Meme, yeah.
Okay, so I don't know. I actually know because she's millennial. But it had like this thing like where the person has all this OSB, mm-hmm. and he wants to make a trade for this OSB for a 2021 Ford F-150 truck.
Yeah.
He's like, I know what I've got, and I will trade you this OSB for the truck.
Yes.
Come make an offer. You know,
they're all like that. If you're pulling a big trailer full of lumber, it's like, this guy must be a millionaire because he has a trailer full of lumber, because 2x4s have increased even. So they're all out there just because the cost, but people are building.
Well, even in the, like, I saw something about, you know, there's been civil unrest, or you want to call it riots or whatever. And a lot of times people will board up their businesses and it's like, home. Well, hey, you ought to be stealing the plywood off of that. You're going to make some money.
The plywood might be the good thing to do. We're not endorsing that, of course, at all.
No.
So, you know, the builders are so stressed. I mean, it's a very stressful. I've dealt with people that owned a you know, build material supply place. And those are some of the most stressed out people out there. It must be just an inherently stressful business because right. people are, you know, you got deadlines. You're trying to make a profit. You got, you know, building costs are fluctuating. In the midst of all this, there's the builder's risk policy.
Right.
So when we write one of those, you got to be careful about when you get it. You want to get it when the shell goes in the ground.
Correct.
You don't want to be stuck and not be able to get one if the house has already gone too far right. along. Also, you don't want to go out of time because typically they run for a year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that can be an issue if you are not completed with the house. I had sometimes when we hear the word builder's risk policy, I think it sort of gives a false connotation about things because it's not going to cover somebody getting injured that's out there working. That's right. going to fall under workers' comp. Right. So
make sure your builder has insurance.
Yeah, right. Hey, if they get hurt, I've got builder's risk.
Right.
Well, that's not what it does.
No, that's not for
that. The builder's risk policy is covering the materials going into the house.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And also you can get liability.
Yes.
Now, the liability would cover, let's say that the kids came over to the house next door. Oh, this is a bad one. So I know one of the insurance companies, this was a fatality. A real estate lady came into a house. And you know how when you're building those stairs, they're not completed yet. There's like a little, you know, maybe two boards and a little space there. She hung her high heel in between those things and fell off a staircase.
Oh, it was just died.
She died. Right. Yeah. Terrible. So yeah. That would be a liability claim. She's not being paid to build the house. She's there as a guest or whatever.
Right. And there's no like med pay or anything like that on the typical.
No.
Yeah,
so I had years ago, I had a customer that was building a house himself. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to cringe, but I've got to tell him this. So I was like, look, you need to get some workers' comp.
Right.
But wait a minute, I built up my house. I'm my own contractor. Yeah, I know. And typically, I'm not an attorney, but the workers' comp law may or may not, it probably addresses this, but regardless of whether you're required to by law to have it, if somebody gets hurt, this is going to take out the hassle of right. you dealing with it. And so we hold our breath and we right. wrote him a policy that costs probably a couple $1,000s.
Right.
And I was mm-hmm. like, you know, it's probably going to be a waste of money. Well, guess what? An employee fell off a ladder.
Yep. It happened.
I believe he may or may not have been airlifted. I don't know. But it took out the whole scenario of having him out to deal with it. We turned in the
right,
claim to the insurance company. It was the insurance company's problem to sell this claim. So but just keep in mind that the builder's risk policy is not going to cover somebody getting hurt. Typically, it's going to cover just the materials, but you can sometimes add liability, hopefully.
Right. There are some carriers that will write. Some will actually, like Allstate, will write a homeowner's under construction, which mm-hmm. will give you some liability in med pay. While it's under construction, a lot of other companies might give you liability, but it's not typically what the liability limits you need, maybe like $100,000,
which is
not really that much, but it's better than not having any liability at all. So keep that in mind. If you use an insured builder, that's better for you. And if you're going to do something differently than that, then you need to make sure that your policy does cover that. And if it's, you know, if there are carriers out there that will give you some coverage, but it's not going to be exactly what you need.
Exactly. So what you want to ask from your builder is you want to ask for a certificate of liability and workers' compensation coverage.
Or they call a certificate of insurance, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're the holder as the homeowner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want to be listed as additional
insured. If you can, yeah, if you get that.
If you can ask them to do that.
But particularly, you want to make sure they've got work comp, they've got liability, because that's going to take care of problems that could arise out there on a job site if somebody gets hurt, and that way the builder's doing it. Now, one thing you got to be careful at, if you're doing it yourself, you want to make sure you're paying somebody that's got work comp.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Don't pay the painter to come out there and has no work comp, because you don't have any that way.
Or a tree trimmer is good, too, because yes. If the tree goes on your house too, that's another thing we've seen happen.
Yes, we have. Yeah, so, we've seen a lot. I mean, yes. it's definitely. Now, when we write a builder's risk policy, Ashley, what are you going to ask about the house as far as how do you insure? What do you insure it for?
A lot of the companies now want us to know exactly what the house is going to be, the square footage, yep. your square footage of porches and decks, what type of flooring you're planning on putting in. So realistically, it's going to be we're going to ask you the same questions as if the home was completed.
Yeah.
The company wants to insure it.
If 100% of the building value.
Exactly. Even yep. if it's 90% finished when a total loss occurs to it, we want to make sure we have it covered adequately. And as Kathy mentioned, Allstate will do almost similar to homeowners with a builder's risk endorsement on there, which does provide you better coverages than some of the brokered markets.
Yeah. Right. And one thing you have to be careful, make sure that your builder's risk policy covers theft of building materials.
Exactly. That's really
yes. Sometimes that's
especially now with everything in such a demand.
Yeah, yes. Especially if somebody's going to take your OSB off your job
site. Yeah, that would be bad. Yeah.
So you got to be very careful about this. You know, one nice thing is you can, some companies will let you convert your builder's risk policy over into a homeowner's policy.
Yes.
But you got to have that CO. I mean, that's right. Typically, mm-hmm. don't sit there and have a CO and not, this is, I mean, you could technically not have any insurance because right. once that builder's risk policy, I mean, technically, when that thing goes to the CO, the building portion is over and your right. builder's risk policy could be done.
And you need to have a homeowner's policy yes. in place at that point with yeah, your liability higher than what's your actual covered structure is.
Yes.
Yep. But we encourage and make sure you have med pay. So, yep.
So okay. Well, we will get into some other, I think we got some more topics we can talk about along these lines next time. Again, this is Mark and Kathy Moore with Ashley Miller on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.